This is the Morning Mess. It's a Tuesday. What do we do this time? On Tuesdays, we head to FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And joining us here today, Infection Control and Clinical Quality Department, Margie Kochmeyer's back with us again today. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
I know we're going to talk about boosting your immunity system, but we just got on the subject of hiccups. And as long as I have a medical provider here, do you have a foolproof way of getting rid of the hiccups?
I talked to a neurologist many years ago, and he told me, and I've shared this with teachers, push on the end of your nose. So instead of the teachers having to send the kid out for a drink of water, they can sit there and they just put their finger on the end of their nose and just push on it. And it has worked for me.
All right. Never heard that one. There we go. All right. Well, we're here to talk about, thanks a lot. Send me a bill. All right, that's outside of the program here. All right, we're here to talk to you about the ways to boost your immune system. They're very important now with this pandemic out there. Tell us exactly, what is our immune system?
Our immune systems, it's our defense for disease-causing microorganisms. Without this protection, we would be under attack from bacteria and viruses and much more. So it functions to prevent or limit infections. Our immune cells come from our bone marrow. These cells are on the lookout for invaders, and they will attack when one's spotted. They can distinguish our own tissue from foreign tissue, and it does it by detecting proteins that are found on the surface of all cells. Usually, it will ignore its own proteins and focus on the imposters. Some people have very healthy immune systems, and some, especially as aging occurs, have compromised immune systems.
Now, people's immune system can vary a lot, as you just mentioned here, but what are some things that impact our immune systems?
Well, age can affect the immune system, so it leaves us open to respiratory infections, pneumonia, the flu, COVID-19. Age can be related in that the cells that help protect us decrease with age. Many people that develop autoimmune conditions can inherit those. And autoimmune diseases, those are where your immune system mistakenly attacks itself. Things like rheumatoid arthritis, MS, type 1 diabetes, psoriasis, lupus, thyroid disease, those are all autoimmune diseases. So keeping your immune system healthy is important, but especially during a pandemic or the flu season.
My understanding is there's a variety of things you can do to improve your own immunity, your own immune system in different ways. Give us some improved health that people could explore to improve their immune system.
It's a variety of things that we need to do, not just one specific thing. So we need to have balance and practicing many healthy habits like healthy eating and exercise and getting at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep each day. And even washing our hands can help maintain a healthy immune system.
All right. You always lecture me on my diet. I know that. We also hear news that there's certain types of spices out there that may help. What kind of spices might we want to try and why?
Well, you know, there's herbs and supplements that can alter some components of immune function, but there isn't really strong evidence that says that it strengthens our immunity. So anytime you're thinking about taking a dietary supplement, especially because or a spice that might interact with something you're taking, you really should contact your provider and ask him first.
What types of things should people think about cutting back on to help your immune system?
You know, some habits are hard to break. If you concentrate on cutting back on smoking, cutting back on food choices that are unhealthy for you, reducing alcohol consumption, and trying to lessen the stress that we put on ourselves on a daily basis, that can help. But making small changes a little bit at a time can help us feel better, and it can support a healthy immune system.
What about studies out there? Does exercise help boost immunity?
Exercise causes a change in antibodies and white blood cells. And remember, white blood cells are our immunes. It's our body's immune system that helps us fight disease. It's like the Pac-Man for us. Exercise circulates these cells more rapidly so that they can detect illnesses earlier. After exercising, our body temperatures rise, and it can prevent bacteria from growing. So this is similar to what happens when you run a fever when you're sick. Exercise also slows down the release of stress hormones. While exercise is good for most of us, don't overdo it, especially if you haven't done it for a while. Follow a moderate, active lifestyle. And try to do things an activity that you enjoy doing that you can stick to, bicycling, walking, playing golf, swimming, anything that gets you moving. Exercise helps make you feel good about yourself, too.
Now, you've a couple times already, now you've mentioned stress. What does stress do to the body?
Well, fight or flight is the stress response to a situation. It helps us confront and avoid danger, but when it's always provoked, such as with daily stresses about money or job worries or relationships, it can cause problems such as high blood pressure, and it can actually suppress our immune system, making us more susceptible to illness. We can't avoid all the stress that we have in our lives, but we can develop healthy ways of responding to it. Relaxation techniques, some deep breathing. Those are those deep breaths that you can take when you're feeling stressed. It encourages full oxygen exchange of incoming oxygen and outgoing carbon dioxide. It can slow your heart rate and it can lower your blood pressure.
Well, we're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, Infection Control and Clinical Quality Department at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Margie, this sounds like a lot of things we should be doing here. Is there any suggestion that you have for folks out, including me, maybe just where to start?
It requires balance. So get into a routine of making a healthy lifestyle part of your normal routine. Our immune systems work best when we keep it protected. So don't smoke, eat a diet that's high in fruits and vegetables, regular exercise, and that is different for everyone. Do what's right for you. Maintain healthy weight, drink alcohol in moderation, get adequate sleep, usually 6 to 8 hours a night, and avoid infections by washing your hands frequently, especially before preparing food, and cook meats thoroughly to the right temperature. Try to minimize stress, and while this is a tough one, it can be managed with some of the healthy lifestyle choices that we've talked about, exercise, sleep, and don't forget to positive self-talk yourself every day.
And where can people find out more information about boosting your immune system?
In addition to the FHN.org site, you can check out the Mayo Clinic site and Harvard Health.
All right, very good. One thing before you leave, several people texting in on the hiccups question here. That's also generated. Does someone have to push your nose, or can you do it yourself to get rid of your hiccups?
I wouldn't think that it would matter if it's yourself. I think it's probably what's happening when you stimulate pushing the end of your nose. So give it a try and see if it works. Let me know.
All right. And then how long do you have to push your nose?
Until they stop. And it's not that long. It doesn't usually take that long. But like I said, for a school teacher, it's a lot more fun for the kid to sit there and push the end of their nose than to send them out of the classroom.
All right. Very good. Great information today. As always, Margie, thanks. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Margie Kochmeyer here today from Infection Control and Clinical Quality Department, coloring outside the lines here this morning, helping us with a hiccup question as well here today. That's the Dial-A-Doc program brought to you today by FHN.